to one place where news, opinions, and entertainment are the way you like it. This is Rant EM Radio.
We can do so much more. We can save this world. With the right leadership.
I'll make a recording of my formulae for the Senator, in case I don't return this time. If only I won't be too late.
Go take a run and jump.
My patience begins.
I'm here to meet your fate.
He's right. This is his first test.
Then one fire club crew sends the first guard through.
Try my new electro stun ray.
Welcome to the What Are You Reading comic book show.
Thanks for tuning in. This is the What Are You Reading comic book show. We're here on a Sunday, live at Rant EM Radio to talk comic books, either news and reviews, or, of course, just take your calls on Skype and discuss comics. That's what I'm here for. And, of course, if you want to join me on Skype, you can add in the contact SilverSurfer_forever. And I will try to add you in. We can talk the comics. Now, I don't know what Skype is doing this week because it updated recently. And you know Skype, it doesn't always act right. So if anybody has a platform I can use that's better than Skype, please let me know. It would be appreciated. Thank you. Anyway, so let's get started. I got to open up a page I forgot to open up. I knew I was forgetting something. And of course, it's the box office numbers I need. Summer's almost over as far as movies go. But still got another month and a half, technically, because summer doesn't end until the middle of September. But as far as the summer for school, yeah, we got to the end of August. Of course, now my browser don't want to act right. Thank you, browser. Thank you, Microsoft. You know, I got to tell you, I don't know if I was being snookered last night or not. But, this message pops up saying that my computer has a virus and it's going to steal my information. I need to call Microsoft to get it off. And talking to this guy, I can't understand what he's saying because of his accent. And it's just getting frustrating. I gotta keep asking him to repeat himself because his accent's too heavy. So then I say to him, I have to call back. And he had the nerve to get mad and tell me, why did you waste my time? Don't call back. So, and I'm not sure if this is really a thing from Microsoft or not. But I called back later because apparently I'm having trouble with this page. I can't close the browser. I guess somebody I can understand more clearly. And they're walking me through things, and then they hit me with the charge. Like, I have to pay for it. So I lied and said, I don't have a credit card. Well, you can use a checking account. I don't have a checking account. Oh, well, call back when you got the money. So I see where this is going at this point, and I'm glad I didn't, wasn't going to pay for it. But anyway, get to it and get the browser closed on my own. So I just think it was a scam. Get my money and information. So real quick, before I take the call, let me get to the box office numbers. Got a couple of new movies. One was the Emoji Movie, just doing like zero Rotten Tomatoes, but it came in second place for $25 million. And its budget's only $50 million, so it may not be a total loss as far as it's, you know, what's doing, because it's already made back half its money in 1 week. And I don't know what word of mouth is going to do, whether how much is that's going to make it drop next week or not, but apparently people went out and saw it, took their kids to see it. Fourth place, Atomic Blonde, based on a graphic novel. It came in fourth place at $18 million. Its budget's only $30 million. It should do well as far as making its money back. In fact, if you add in the overseas total, it's already up to $24 million. So it's only $6 million away from making its budget back. This page, every time I click on it, goes blank. Spider-Man Homecoming drops down to fifth place with $13 million. It's up to $278 million. War of the Planet of the Apes dropped down to $6 million with another $10 million. Its total is $118 million domestic. Despicable Me 3 drops down to $7 million with another $7.7 million. So it's up to $230 million. Valeria and the City of 1,000 Planets dropped down to number 8. It added $6.8 million to its $30 million total, but it's $177 million. So it needs to make a lot of money overseas in order to be successful. And let's see what it's doing overseas. Nothing yet. So it's not open overseas. Kind of strange since it is a French property. But let's see what it does once it opens up overseas, whether or not they go for it. Wonder Woman comes in 10th place. Another 3.5 to its $395 million total. Cars dropped down to 12th with another $1 million. So it's $146 million. Transformers is at 13th, $565,000. It is a colossal failure at $128 million. And the only thing left is way down here, Guardians at 19 is about to go out the theaters anyway and go on the DVD. Sorry. I gotta get a new mic. Anyway, I got on the line, Mr. Hightower. How are you, dude?
I am good. Can you hear me fine?
I hear you, yes.
Hello?
I can hear you.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay.
So what's on your mind? What's on your mind?
Books. As usual. So we have some comic books, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep. That's why I started the show.
Well, I wanted to bring up a couple of things, if I may.
Sure, okay.
I want to talk about The Inhumans. I finally read the comic books from there, from 1997 to 2000. Pretty good.
Who wrote it?
Actually, let me go ahead and, because I got it on an unlimited. What's the name? Lee and Kemp.
Lee
1998.
Lee Kemp?
Creators.
Oh, that's two different people.
David Kemp and Jay Lee.
Oh, Jay Lee, okay.
Paul Jenkins. Yeah.
I think I do remember reading some of that run.
So I read that, which was pretty good because I was about to read that. I cannot read the Fantastic Four. I can't read old comic books. Unless it's like the Gauntlet, the Infinity Gauntlet. That's the only thing
man,
I would read.
You're missing some good runs if you can't read the Fantastic Four. Not all Fantastic.
I can't read the old one.
How old is old? How old is old?
like, I want to say like 80s. 80s old. I can't do it.
That's John Byrne.
I know, but I just... It's maybe because of the, like, the design of it. The art. I'm not really used to old-time comic books yet. I can barely look at, early 90s comics.
I kind of understand what you're saying, because there were Kirby. I can look at old Kirby's work from the 60s, but he was writing stuff in the late 70s, early 80s, and I would pick it up, and it just seemed like the art wasn't good to me. And that's kind of crazy to say, since we're talking about Kirby, of all people, Jack Kirby. But yeah, I can understand how
it's just the art. It's not the writing. The writing is perfect.
Right. I'm just saying, you get used to an art style, and then you see the older styles,
and then you be like, I'm like, well, okay.
Well, at one time there was what they would call a house style, like all the books, all the DC books look the same, all the Marvel books look the same. Now today you have more artists doing their own styles as opposed to doing the house style. That's what they would call it. It was like everything had to look the same.
Yeah.
So if you drew Mr. Fantastic and I drew Mr. Fantastic, it had to look the same. And for the most part, artists did that. But then, so I don't know when it happened or why it happened. You start noticing people were using their own style as opposed to. I think it had to do with the image creators, like Lee and McFarlane and all of them. And even, who created Deadpool? What was his name? Liefeld, yeah, they started doing their own style and it took off. So, so what is it about the Inhumans that you want to talk about?
Okay, I want to talk about the Royals, which is a total fucking bummer. I don't like it.
The Royal Family.
Yeah, the Royals, the one that did, that just came out in 2017. I can't get through it.
That's okay.
I cannot get through it. Hold on, Surfer.
Okay. While he's gone, read a news article to you. I don't know if I mentioned this last week, but Marvel Indie Comics legend Fabulous Flo Steinberg passed away. She was one of the people that used to help Stan Lee when Marvel was just starting as a company, it was a company before Marvel, but when they became Marvel and started doing comics in the 60s, like Fantastic Four and Thor and all of them, she used to do a lot to help. She was Stan Lee's secretary. She did a lot to help him. Of course, she left because the owner at the time didn't want to give her a raise. And
oh, shit.
She did get into comics later on for other companies, but...
So continue on with the Royals. I got... The first book I got from there was at Inhumans Prime. Wonderful. Wonderful writing. Wonderful art. But when I got to the Royals, because that's supposed to be the continuation of the story, the fucking writing is bad.
Okay, how's it bad?
It's just, they all over the place.
What was the story about?
Okay, so the queen, I cannot get her name Medusa. Right. Queen Medusa, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, yeah, Queen Medusa and King Bolt.
Black Bolt.
On Prime, Black Bolt, denounced their throne, like, they didn't want to be on the throne no more,
mm-hmm.
and made it to a government, and I guess they, like, left Earth, and went somewhere else. It's just hella confusing. It's just hella confusing.
Did they go back to the moon? Did they go back to the moon?
No, I think they like in a different world. They not on the moon, I know that. I know they like somewhere else. It is hella confusing. I'm actually gonna unsubscribe to it. I just don't like it. It's just too much for me. I don't understand it. The plot holes and all this stuff, it's just, artwork is okay. It ain't that good as Inhumans Prime. And I just can't get with the writing. Just too much fucking talking. It's too much talking to me.
Did they have Black Bolt's other wives in this story, or just Medusa?
No, just Medusa.
See, I don't know what happened to his other wives.
I just came in.
He has four other wives. Now, of course, it turns out he hates one and don't care for the other three. And you know how he got all these wives, right?
Yeah, he got five wives.
I said, you know how he got them?
No, they're not. I'm still reading that right now. Reading the old ones to understand how he got his wives.
I'll spoil it for you real quick. When the Kree was making Inhumans all over the galaxy, and then went around and destroyed most of them, there was five Inhuman colonies left. And the thing is, Black Bolt's the only male royalty out of them. And all the other ones had queens. So when they all hooked up, they just said, yeah, we're your wives too. And that was it.
Oh, shit. I'm going to still go ahead and look at that. See, that seems interesting. But I might go ahead and pick up the last book and see.
Are you going to try to watch the TV series?
I actually am, because I want to. That's why I kind of like, you know, went back and went online and looked at some Inhuman comic books to understand what they are. And I kind of got a whiff of who they are and who is King Black Bolt. If he talk, he can ruin cities.
Well, there's two stories I can recommend for you. One is The Silent War. Okay. And in that particular story, I think his brother was doing some dirt like always. But
Maximus, he's the best.
But the United States government stole some Terrigen Mist crystals, and the humans wanted it back, and the United States wouldn't do it, so Black Bolt declared war. Basically, if he's, like I said, he uses his voice. It was like, at the time, only one person that could stop him, and he was trying to tell the United States, look, you don't want to go to war with this guy, but nobody listens anyway. And then the other one is what's the name of that? It's when I can't think of the name, but it's when the Kree Empire goes to war against the Shi'ar Empire. I mean, not the Kree. The Inhumans and the Shi'ar go to war.
Okay.
And the Shi'ar is being
You talking about the Shi'ar from X-Men?
Yes. The Shi'ar is being run by Cyclops' crazy brother.
Which one?
Not Havoc. His other brother.
Not Havoc. Okay. I'm about to say. Oh, no. He got like two more brothers, right? Havoc.
No, I don't know if he got two more. I know he got one more.
One more? Okay.
I don't know why I'm blanking on his name. At the end of it, that's how they ended up ripping a hole in the galaxy, and that started the whole Cancerverse. That started another war, huh?
Okay.
I don't know what to recommend you as far as old stuff, but you said you don't like old stuff anyway, so I'm wasting my
time. No, I like older stuff, like from like the, I would say like 1997, 96, to be exact, like in the mid 90s.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I like comic books from that era. Like I'm gonna try to read the Phoenix Saga. I did read some of the Phoenix Saga, the Dark Phoenix Saga. I do like that.
Mm-hmm.
That one was pretty impressive. The Dark Phoenix Saga.
Well, the Dark Phoenix Saga introduced Kitty Pryde and it also introduced Dazzler, but it also made Wolverine the guy he is today, that why people like him so much. It was that storyline that brought him to the forefront.
Okay. Now, I want to talk about another thing, is on to DC. Now, have you been reading Dark Days? Have you read Dark Days, Forge and Casting?
I don't read a lot of DC because I don't have a lot of money to spend when it comes to comic books at $4
Okay. Well, this one, they're coming out with a limited series, and I got a list of all the books they're coming out pertains to Dark Knight Batman Metal. Have you heard about the story?
No, I haven't had a chance to look into it.
Okay, it's like the dark DC Dark Universe. It's like another crisis.
Okay,
So we're going to get a dark DC universe versus the Justice League, and Batman don't want to solve this. You know how Batman will solve any fucking
problem.
He don't want to solve this problem because he's actually fucking scared.
He's gotta be a little fearful once in a while.
Yeah, he's fearful of what's going to happen, and that's the Dark Universe coming inside of the Rebirth Universe. So It's impressive. It's fucking impressive. You should look it up. I should. You know what? I might have to just buy you one, man. I want you to read this.
Okay, if I get a chance to read it, that'd be nice.
Yeah, Dark Days Casting, and The Forge is just pretty impressive. They have the Joker in here too. Hawkman, Hal Jordan.
Look, sorry, I'm in the chat room. I'm being called a bully and not a nice person. That hurts my feelings. What? That hurts my feelings.
Who said that?
TFG510.
Okay. That's all I had to say.
I can't go on with the show now. I've lost the will to do the show today.
So you don't too much read DC comics?
Well, it's not that I don't want to, but I try to limit how many books I buy to no more than 5 in a week.
Okay.
And some books are falling by the wayside that I read, and then, you know, trying to keep up with the Secret Empire and Miles Morales. That's a bad motherfucker. He beat the shit out of Captain America. That young boy is strong as shit.
Do Miles already have his own comic book?
Yeah, he's always had his own comic book.
Okay.
Cause it
recently, like 2015, 16,
since they created him, he's had his own book.
Oh, okay.
It's not easy to beat up Captain America and beat him to a pulp on top of that.
Yeah.
But he, like, Well, this is spoilers, people. So, Black Widow, in the latest issue came out this week. Black Widow, she's let everybody do what they was going to do. Tony Stark trying to find this and do that. And they supposedly wiped out. And we don't know if that's the case or not, because we haven't gone back to that story since last issue. But she's like, okay, time for me to kill Captain America. Now, who? You say?
I said, wow.
So going back to Civil War II, there was this Inhuman that could see the future, and everybody saw this image of Miles Morales holding Captain America as if he killed him. And Miles has been like, oh, that's not going to happen. And one of the reasons why Civil War ended the way it did was because, like, Captain Marvel wanted to take Miles in, and everybody else was like, look, he didn't do anything. He's just a kid. We ain't letting you take him in. And that really drove a wedge between the heroes. So that's been on Miles' mind ever since. And then when the Black Widow said early on, yeah, the only way we're going to stop Captain America is to kill him, he went along with her because he thinks, well, if somebody's going to kill him, we already know it's going to be me. And the Widow's been trying to stop this, but the Widow got into a fight with, she kind of got into a fight with Captain America, but Miles showed up, and Miles started fighting Cap, and the Widow got in the way, and Cap ended up hitting her in the neck with his shield, killing her. And that really sent Miles into a fury. And he beat the crap out of him and was about to kill him, but the new wife stopped him. So the storyline goes on, people. Captain America, Hail Hydra. Anyway.
So Captain America is... This is the Captain America, so he is a bad guy. Or is he?
Yes, he is. But, you know, it's...
Are you sure about it?
Yeah, it's the real Cap. It's just that, you know, his memories was changed because of the Cosmic Cube. Because he thinks he's always been a agent of Hydra. He was sent in to infiltrate. So... But one of the storylines going through is there's a Steve Rogers like lost in this woods. At first you thought maybe it was going to be two Steve Rogers, but now I'm starting to think either this is inside of his subconscious mind or he's trapped somewhere in the Cosmic Cube. But they haven't explained yet as far as what's going on with this other Steve Rogers. Because the last we saw him, he was captured by the Red Skrull. He's supposed to be dead, and the Red Skrull was trying to beat him to death. But that's not going to happen either. Anyway,
okay,
so
I mean, you sure?
Yeah, I mean,
we'll see.
By the time this storyline's over, Cap's going to be Captain America again. He's going to be back in his old costume. He's going to have his shield. Sam Wilson is going to probably go back to being Falcon. Don't worry. They're going to do something to fix things. Now, whether it's a good ending or not, I don't know. It seems like this is just my theory. It seems like it's set up that somebody's going to get their hands on this Cosmic Cube and set everything right, which is what was Tony Stark's plan from the beginning. But even if they set it right, will people remember what Steve Rogers did? And will they ever believe in him again as a hero? That was the thing about Secret Empire. Them finding out Steve Rogers was, you know, everybody looks up to him as their inspiration. But when you find out he's Hydra, that just dealt a crushing blow to a lot of people.
See, I just can't. Why is she so okay? Why are you so fascinated with this with Captain America?
Who, me?
Yeah, what is your fascination?
No, I don't have a fascination with Captain America.
You just like Secret Empire that much?
Nah, I just Look, I didn't read under the cap leading up to this, right? Because, you know, there was the whole controversy about him killing off somebody in his first issue and talking about Hail Hydra, and that just sent the internet on fire. It's just like, yeah, you know, there were death threats, I think, and, you know, people just and they tried to tell you, look, we're doing a story. Just let us, you know. So when it says Secret Empire was coming out, I said, I'll follow and see how long I like it. And I think it's been an interesting story as far as, you know, the heroes that are still around, they just seem like they're in a hopeless cause, and Cap's getting stronger and stronger with Hydra, but Cap's also been changing because he was kind of hesitant in the beginning, but the more the storyline goes on, the more he's like, all right, I got to do this, I got to do that, and he was kind of broken up that he killed the Black Widow, and he's been holding Sharon Carter captive, and he told the guards to bring her because he thought she would comfort him, and she tried to kill him too. So now he's like, fuck this, I'm going to war with everybody. Plus, he lost the person he thought was like a mother figure, which was one of the Hydra heads.
So okay.
She died last issue. Talk about the new Black Panther trailer. We talked about that weeks ago.
We already talked about that. That been over.
Yeah, I mean,
nobody talking about that. We're talking about comic books. Comic book stuff.
I watched that Black Panther trailer over and over. I'm starting to watch the Thor trailer over and over. These next two Marvel movies, I think they're gonna be so good that the expectation for the next Avengers movie, if it's not better than them, people are just gonna be hurt.
It is, because hopefully some people die off.
I don't like seeing people die off, but it seems like they put out a great movie, Marvel, and then when the movies that come after it are good but not great, people become disappointed. Like, they want every movie to be better than the last.
It's just not. And then for people that don't like Ant-Man, so I know a lot of people that don't like Ant-Man. I love Ant-Man. I love that movie.
I like Ant-Man too. And one of the criticisms is that Iron Man, Ant-Man, and Doctor Strange seem to be the same origin story. But guess what? They used to do the same origin stories in comic books. There is no
Batman not even rich.
Batman what?
You said Iron Man. Ant-Man is not even rich.
No, well, the original Ant-Man had some. The original Ant-Man had money because he was a scientist, you know, Henry Pym.
But this one is broke.
Yeah, this one is, you know, just an average Joe.
It's a buffoon. And one of my favorite comedy actors.
He's talking about the new one from Comic-Con. I didn't see a new Black Panther from Comic-Con. If you got a link, put it in the chat room and I'll look at it for you. But all I saw was the one that came out a month and a half ago, 2 months ago.
Sure, it's something.
I would love to see a new Black Panther trailer.
I really wish they had Wolverine on there.
Who, Wolverine?
Yeah, on the Avengers. This would have been sick as fuck.
Well, you know that ain't gonna happen no time soon.
Yeah, it's not, I'm just saying, like, I was just, like, looking at, like, some of the comics, like, going back in the comics and looking at, like, old comics like House of M and Avengers versus the X-Men. It's I just wishful thinking, man. Just wishful thinking. I just hopefully, you know, they pull something off like that one day, because it needs to be made. Stuff like that needs to be made. I do give Marvel that. They be having the, I love the X-Men.
I loved that to the end.
The
ending wasn't terrible, but it just...
It wasn't good. It wasn't. You was right.
That's been a lot of problem with a lot of Marvel crossovers. Like, the storyline is good, but then the ending just falls flat. The Civil War, I thought it was fantastic. And then we finally get to the battle royal between heroes and heroes fighting it out, only for Cap to go, you know what, I give up. And
the House of M, when you talk about the House of M, he was like, it fell flat. It fell all the way flat. Like,
no, I wouldn't say it was totally a bad end. It was just something had to happen for everything to go back to where it was, but I don't know if I'd have took away all the mutants.
But half of the mutants, all the mutants in the school lost their fucking power down there.
Half of the mutants what?
All the mutants that was in that school lost their powers.
Millions lost their powers. Hold on, as far as the chat room, I have not seen a leaked Black Panther trailer. If you have a link, put it in the chat room. Until then, I don't know what you're talking about. If you think the new Thor movie will suck, okay. I mean, if you that's what you see when you look at the trailers, I'm not gonna argue with you.
The Justice League, I think everybody gonna hate on it, and it's gonna be hella fucking good.
No, there's gonna be a lot of people like the Justice League. I want it to be a great movie.
Me too. Because it's our first Justice League movie.
It's just gonna look like it's all CGI backgrounds. And that's where I think I might detach from the movie itself. I mean,
unless the storyline holds up, because like I told you, if you have saw me and Doom was talking about this. This story is the same. I think the story they're going for is Justice League War. Have you saw that animated movie before?
Yeah, I saw. I looked at the comic books too.
I think that's what they're going for.
You gotta have a reason for bringing the people together. And
yeah.
They don't want to use Darkseid right away, which I completely
right
get.
Right away, yeah.
You want to save him for down the line. So you send one of his flunkies out.
Go ahead.
You send one of his flunkies out to see what's going on, and then by the time Darkseid shows up, it's going to be all destruction, and of course somebody won't die. Nobody will die in that, most likely. But I'm not digging.
I'm just tired of everybody hating on it. That's,
I'm not digging Barry Allen in this version.
Point.
No. I mean in the trailer. Like, when I think of Barry Allen, I think of somebody more mature and more confident. Not a loner who joins a team just because he wants to have some friends. Why wouldn't he?
He's kind of immature, though.
Huh?
He always came across immature. Barry Allen. He always came, like, all the flashes is all damn near immature. That's what I think.
I'm writing. What is this image in my thing on? Never mind. So, how many Barbie dolls you got left from when you was a kid?
You talking about like superheroes?
No, I'm talking about Barbie dolls. How many you got left?
I don't have no Barbie doll.
Oh, well, since you didn't enjoy the pleasures of playing with Barbie, let me tell you, Sony Pictures reportedly eyeing Anne Hathaway to headline a Barbie movie.
What the fuck?
Well, they wanted, it was supposed to be Amy Schumer. I think she's dropping out. So now they're trying to get Anne Hathaway for the Barbie movie.
What type of Barbie movie?
What do you mean? A movie about Barbie.
An animated?
No, live action.
Live action? How can you make a live action Barbie?
Yes, you can, but the question is, can you make a good story? Barbie,
what type of story would she have?
Barbie,
that's only for kids.
Doing a Barbie movie is not the hardest thing. It's doing a good Barbie movie. I mean, somebody's going to play Barbie. Somebody's going to play Ken. Somebody's going to play all the other characters
Kelly.
That are, you know, the ethnic Barbies and so
yeah,
on.
Yeah, Kelly is the ethnic Barbie.
And she'll live in a Malibu place. She'll have a sports car. And just a question of whether they make it good or not. Making a movie is not the hard part.
And I mean, the little animated like Barbie thing, that's pretty good. If they go towards like that way, like the actual shows they already got on here, but it's not live action. If they like, I can see them doing that, but it's gonna be a kid movie. How's it gonna be a? They ain't gonna be an adult movie.
No, it should be an all ages movie because a lot of people grew up playing with Barbies, and I mean, you don't want to make it too immature. I mean. It is about an adult woman who's supposed to be the perfect specimen of a woman, if you believe in that stuff. Wonder Woman 2 is coming out in December 2019. It better come out before the whatever Star Wars movie is coming out in 2019, which should be Episode 9.
The last Star Wars.
There's never going to be a last Star Wars. You do
the
know
last,
that.
The last Star Wars of
this trilogy.
Skywalker story. Yeah.
But this,
I'm tired of the Skywalkers.
But this trilogy isn't about the Skywalkers.
Yes, it is.
No, it's not. You barely got any of them. Well,
yes,
Kylo
you
Ren,
do.
Yeah.
You got Kylo Ren. It's because he's not a Sky. He's still a Skywalker. His mother is a Skywalker. So you'll have Kylo Ren as Skywalker. Okay. You have, who knows, she might be a Skywalker herself, Rey. Or who knows? We don't know. They keep
We don't know if she's related to them. Some people think she's related to Obi-Wan. And
you know what? I think okay, you remember that one Rogue trailer where all the good people die, like they die in the end. I think that the mob that woman and that dude had Rey.
How could they have? They died.
I think they didn't die because of that crystal they had and shielded them.
No, they did.
Okay.
It's
a theory. It's a theory.
Yeah,
though.
It's not a good one. Sorry, I hate to say it. It's not a good one.
I'm just sick and tired hearing about Luke Skywalker. God damn it.
Do you know the original name for the original Star Wars? It was The Adventures of Luke Skywalker.
Damn.
Because, you know, George Lucas, he wanted to do Flash Gordon because he grew up watching the serials and they wouldn't let him do it and he made up his own. And that's how, you know, there's all this chapter, you know, the Star Wars and chapters because he was trying to write his own serial. And this is what it was going to be, The Adventures of Luke Skywalker, and of course it got changed. But of course the original story he wrote didn't even involved Luke Skywalker. It involved Anakin.
Yeah, see, I wish they would have started with Anakin first instead of starting with Luke, and Luke should have been episode... I think that I wish they would have started off episode 1, 2, and 3 first.
No, I mean, in his original draft, Luke was a kid and Anakin was the focus, but
Anakin was the young father.
He was what?
So
no, he was old. He was a lot older in the original thing. This, you can get the comic books and read the original Star Wars that was.
Oh shit!
They did like a year or two ago. They put the original script into a comic book.
Which one is that? Where can I find that at?
It's in Marvel. Marvel published it. It's called The Star Wars. You can probably find a trade out there. I don't know if you got any online things, whether it's on or not, but it should be.
You talking about 2014?
Yes.
2013, 2014?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Okay.
I'm gonna go ahead and look at that.
Man. You know about United Airlines?
Yeah, how the fuck they be acting towards people?
They tried to ban people that went to San Diego Comic Con from checking in their comic books.
Why?
Because they're United.
Fucking stupid, man. They need to get rid of that airline.
Well, you want to get rid of an airline, it's simple. You don't fly on them, they go out of business.
Yep.
You know how many airlines went out of business over the years? You ever heard of a TWA?
No.
Because they went out of business a long time ago. They used to be a huge airline. But slowly but surely, they weren't getting the passengers and they went out of business.
I need to ask you a question. Do San Francisco, and you should know, does San Francisco have a Comic Con?
San Francisco?
Some type of con?
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know if they have a good con or not.
Good con, yeah. It's San Francisco, though, but I understand.
I don't know if they have a Wizard World or they have a Comic Con related to the New York or San Diego. But yeah, just about everybody has a con at this point.
Okay.
I mean, they started having cons in Utah, and the shit blew up like right away. Like people just it was huge from the very very first year.
So, what do they usually have there? Like you can buy comic books and shit.
Yeah, that's always the main thing.
Okay.
If you go to a con to buy, it's either if you look into like a complete collection, cons are a good place for that. If you're looking for expensive books, what you got to do is wait till Sunday, so you can try to talk them down, because at that point most people, they want to make money, they don't want to lose money, and they don't want to walk out with the stuff they brought in. Now, a lot of places, they have the dollar books. That's where a lot of people like to clean up. They, you know, go through those dollar bins. And like Lee from Baltimore, when he goes to a con, he will look through the dollar bins and try to complete books he don't have. So if you're there for that, yeah, that's a good place. Now, you don't have to go to a big Comic Con, because a lot of places have small ones where just buying comics as opposed to the.
Cause that's what I'm looking at the San Francisco Con right now, and tickets is for 3 days is $80, but I don't want to go.
That's a big con.
That's a big con.
If it's 3 days, yeah. I mean, small cons are usually a day. They don't cost more than like $5.
$5, yeah.
And it's just all dealers trying to sell off their comics.
Which day you think I should go? Do you think I should go on a Saturday or a Sunday?
What are you going for?
I'm going for just, you know, look around and probably grab a couple of comic books.
Yeah, you can wait till Sunday then.
Sunday, huh? Yeah, $40 too. Might buy.
How much
ticket.
Is Saturday?
Saturday is $50. Friday is $30. I'm usually off on Saturday and Sunday, so I think I'm gonna go ahead and.
Hey, listen, if you want to go to panels and stuff like that, then you want to go on a Saturday. But if you just want to go and look at cosplayers and pick up buy a couple of things, Sunday's good enough. Sunday won't be as busy as a day.
Yeah. I don't too much care about panels because I know they ain't gonna have no good panels out there, especially in San Francisco.
You taking anybody with you? Taking any kids with you?
No, I'm just taking myself.
Why not? Is it free for them?
Nah, I wouldn't. I will probably take my nephew. My nephew's into comics, so I'll probably take him.
Okay. Now, you know, this next thing cracks me up because I hear people all the time say that they think Walking Dead is not as good as it used to be or not good at all. And people are sick of it. But for some reason, the Comic-Con trailer for Walking Dead last week had 31 million views in 4 days. Now, if it's that, if people are tired of Walking Dead, why is it getting that many views in a matter of 4 days? I think I lost Mr. Hightower. No, I haven't.
No, you didn't. I was just on mute. I don't really care about that. I hate Red Dead. I'm more of a Game of Thrones fan.
Oh, so you into the Game of Thrones?
Yeah.
You know what? I still haven't watched it. Every time I try to watch it, it just seems boring to me. Everybody tells me all the stuff going on. I don't get.
You
to
just
got to
get into it. You got to, like, one day you probably got to sit down.
I don't see no naked
day. People.
I'm not into people being killed off.
Yeah, a lot of people get killed off. There's no main character. That's what's so good about it. There's no, absolutely, you will find out there's no main character in this. You'll think this person is the main character, but no. That person dies. You'll think the other person, this person, the main character, that character dies. So there's no main characters to the story. And that's why it's so fucking good.
You ever see the movie Dune?
No.
Well, it's a... So I assume you never read the novel. But if you can read the comic book, because they're going to make a graphic novel out of the Dune story. I watched Dune.
Talking about Doom? Yo, you talking about Doom the game?
No, it's not Doom. Doom, D-U-N-E, Doom.
Oh, D-U-M-E.
No,
N-E. No.
The first time I watched it, it just went way over my head. But I was a kid then. But when I watched it as an adult, I kind of understood it better. Even the movie wasn't. A faithful adaptation to the novel, but now they're gonna do a faithful graphic novel adaptation to Dune. So now I wonder how many people are actually going to get into it.
We'll see.
Some people see a lot of religious undertones in that storyline. And Marvel just enlist Keith David for the New Warriors TV show.
Okay.
Yeah, I like Keith David.
Keith David is pretty cool. He did a lot with WWE. He does a lot with gaming.
Yeah, you hear his voice everywhere.
Yeah.
Of course, one of my favorite Keith David roles is from They Live, when he gets into the fight with Roddy Piper. That was just, that, you know, that's, like, I had seen him before, but that's when I finally realized who he was and remembered his name. Now they, you know, they're doing a Spawn movie, right? Another Spawn movie.
They is.
Yeah, Todd McFarlane's gonna do a Spawn movie for Blumhouse Pictures. He thinks Leonardo DiCaprio would be the right person to play Spawn. I think they can't afford him.
Okay.
Not a Blumhouse picture, because that's the thing about Blumhouse. They do movies on the cheap, which is, you know, it makes sense because they do it for less and they make a profit. But they're not going to blow out the bank for DiCaprio. It will probably cost $20 or more million. You know what I mean?
Unless it's a passing project.
A what?
You know, Leonardo DiCaprio, well, you know, he don't really... Leonardo DiCaprio... I mean, it depends on if it's his movie. Is he like the executive producer?
Who? DiCaprio?
You said Leonardo... Yeah.
No, he's not involved with it, but... Tyler Fallon would like him to be the film star.
Oh. Yeah, they'll be paying a lot of money.
Yeah, too much money. See, already I'm wondering, how are you going to do a movie like Spawn where you got to pay for special effects? And yeah, you could probably find somebody to do it on the cheap, but that don't mean they're going to do it good.
Do it good, yeah.
So that's going to cost more than the average Blumhouse picture. And then, you know, you throw in Leo. I don't think Leo's going to do it for scale. Why would he do that? And it's not, you know, we're talking Spawn here. We're not talking something that's going to make people run out and see it. People didn't like the first Spawn, so they most more likely won't go out to see this new one. But you never know. You got HBO?
Yep.
Because you know they're doing Watchmen on HBO.
Watchmen, the show? I mean, the movie?
No, they're going to make it to a TV show, though.
Oh, they is?
Yes.
But hold on. Who's producing it, though? Who's over it?
I don't know yet. But
because if it's the people from Game of Thrones, that shit might be hella good.
Well, it's from one of the Lost co-creators, Damon Lindelof.
Damon Lindelof, and he did, what did he do?
Lost.
Lost, The Leftovers.
Says here, despite a new report that Lost co-creator David Lindelof hasn't actually met with HBO about a live-action Watchmen television series, the project is still very much in development. However, plans likely won't call for a direct adaptation of the Alan Moore, Dave Gibson seminal comic, which means that they're going to deviate from the story. But a lot of people thought that the Watchmen should have been done as a TV series as opposed to a movie. Yeah, I like it.
So he did World War Z, he did Prometheus, which is pretty good. It's so fucking good. The Leftovers, which is hella good. So yeah, The Leftovers is a big HBO show, it's going to be, Watchmen going to be pretty fucking good. And he did both of the Star Treks. Star Trek 1 and Star Trek Into Darkness and
Come on now, Star Trek Into Darkness wasn't a good movie.
Yes, it was.
No, it was not.
If you're a Star Trek fan...
I am a Star Trek fan. That was not a good movie. It was just it was a lot of freaking fan service to Star Trek 2, Wrath of Khan.
Whatever,
bro. All right, you know.
Whatever, D. Nah.
You grew up watching Rocky and Bullwinkle?
My mom did, but
you never watched it, huh?
Nope. Because I don't like Wicked Big Cool. I used to always turn them off.
Too bad, because Rocky Bullwinkle was like a cartoon soap opera. Anyway, the voice actress June Foray has passed away, and she voiced Rocky the Flying Squirrel, and she also did Natasha, Magic the Spell, and Cindy Lou Who. She passed away at age 90, so she had a long life. Never lost to Rocky and Bowen. What, the movie turned you off? No, he must be on mute again. Hightower. Oh, I lost him this time. I guess he'll call back. Well, let me go with the rest of these storylines. Getting an animated White House series from Stephen Colbert. So, of course, that's going to be coming on every week, making fun of Trump and his presidency. This new animated series coming from Stephen Colbert. It's going to be a 10 episode series.
And Netflix?
Excuse me?
Okay, Netflix?
Let me see. I don't see where the network is coming on. Showtime.
Oh, okay.
Going to do 10 episodes. Now, I saw a commercial this week for a show coming on Comedy Central on Thursday nights where they're making fun of Trump. So
Comedy Central, you talking about the that one show?
I don't know. I've not seen it.
Acting like the president.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's more of a talk show than there.
Oh, okay. Well, I'll check it out Thursday.
Saw the president's show. It's pretty funny.
It's the dude from Saturday Night Live that's doing it, right? Not the current one, but the old guy used to do Trump. And I guess he still does. I could be wrong as to who's playing him. Trump. Oh, your boy Batman. Guess what?
What's up?
He's a metahuman now.
Hold on. We was talking about metahumans from Dark Casting. How? How's he a metahuman?
Well,
from what issue? Or what from Batman the Detective? Batman the...
It's just Batman himself is a metahuman. It says spoiler incoming from Suicide Squad issue number 22. So if you haven't read it yet, be warned. This is comicbook.com. Batman has long been a non-superpower member of the Justice League, although, to be fair, he hasn't exactly held him back. While he has yet to manifest any actual powers, according to Amanda Waller, the Dark Knight is not a normal human. Towards the end of the week issue, she instructed the remnants of her team to retrieve two metahumans, which included Killer Frost and Batman.
That's a lie, they say. That thing is a lie.
He says a lie? Well,
they're saying it's a lie.
Who's saying it's a lie?
But comic book CBR says no. Yeah, CBR.com says no, Batman is not a metahuman. Scott Snyder confirms.
Yeah, but Scott Snyder is not writing the regular Batman books, and he's not writing Suicide Squad.
But he's writing. This coincides with the Dark Knight's casting.
Listen, He's writing All-Star Batman. But just because
he's writing All-Star Batman and he's writing Dark Castle.
He's writing what?
He wrote. Hold on. Let me see. Hold on.
Okay, listen. Because Snyder doesn't agree with it doesn't mean it's not the case. That's up to Marvel editorial to say whether or not he is, you know. Like, they're trying to say he's like the. He just barely meets the criteria for being a metahuman. They're not trying to say he's like
the Dark Knight metal. He's on the team. He's writing this out too. So we'll see.
They're saying he's like at the bottom, like very like 0.1% of what makes him a metahuman. I mean, you have to assume he is stronger than the average human, and quicker.
He's hella smart.
Look, to me, it doesn't matter. You know, I've argued with a lot of people whether or not Batman is considered a superhero because they say he don't have no powers. I say he's a superhero. He's even though he has no actual powers.
Smarter than fucking Superman. Superman is dumb.
Well, I don't hate on Superman.
But he is, though. He's illiterate, suppose.
Oh, come on now.
He can be simple, though.
Yeah, you say you're a Star Trek fan, right?
He grew up, listen, he grew up on the farm.
Now, you just say you're a Star Trek fan, right?
A little bit.
You gonna be
Next
watching?
Generation.
You gonna be watching the Star Trek Discovery when it comes out?
That looks terrible.
Dad, you think it looks terrible? I haven't made a decision yet. Well, they're gonna have Troubles on there. You like Troubles?
Hold on, sir.
Mm-hmm. I gotta stop talking. I'm sitting here like I'm not on air.
You is over here. Give me a minute. I'm about to set up my
William phone. Morgan's in the chat room. What up, Willie Will?
Call in, man.
Call in while you got a chance, man. Before I end the show. So, do you like Tribbles? You know what Tribbles are?
No. Who is that?
Tribbles are these little furry creatures. Then they used them in Star Trek 2. Because McCoy was experimenting on them. But in the original Star Trek, there's an episode where this guy named Harry Mudd, he shows up with a Tribble and he sells it. But what happens is they multiply like crazy, especially after they eat. So, you know, it got to a point where like Tribbles were just everywhere on the ship. And they got into the food supply. Like they went to go check on the grain supply. They opened up the cabinet and nothing but Tribbles fell out. And the Romulans went to war to destroy all the Tribbles because the Tribbles react funny to Romulans. So Romulans hate Tribbles and they never showed it on TV or anything. But I think Worf mentioned it was Deep Space Nine when him and a few other characters in there kind of went back in time, was on the Enterprise doing the whole Tribble thing, and he mentioned that they went to war with Tribble and wiped them all out because they hate them. But they're going to use the Tribbles in Star Trek Discovery.
So that should be cool then.
Yeah. I'm going to give the Star Trek a chance before I make a decision whether it stinks or not.
I mean, I might watch the first episode because they do have a leading black woman on there, so it should be.
Yeah, Sasha from Walking Dead.
From Walking Dead, yeah.
Even though she died last season.
Don't she kind of look like what's her name? Alicia Fox a little bit?
Alicia Fox? Alicia.
Yeah.
William, you might have an echo.
What's up, man?
What's up? Alicia Fox. You talking about... No, That girl don't have that big of a forehead. You being mean now.
What are you talking about?
The one of the leads from this new Star Trek Discovery, what's his name? Tamika something Green. And she was on Walking Dead too with Sasha until she died off. Yeah, Hightower thinks she looks like Alicia Fox. And I'm like, the girl don't have that big of a forehead.
Boy. Alicia Fox and Sasha Banks, boy. Forehead twins of the WWE.
William, have you been reading any comics?
Not lately, no.
No, well, what about the trailers? What trailers have you seen from last week?
I've seen Justice League trailers. I've been keeping up with those. I saw the Thor trailer, which was amazing. And that was the only thing I've seen this week.
So you didn't see the leaked Avengers?
Uh-uh.
Somebody was in the chat room saying there was a leaked Black Panther, which I did not see.
I wish I'd seen either. It.
Don't worry. They'll come out with these stuff. The Marvel know what they're doing. They don't want to flood all these stuff at one time. They want everybody to suck in that Thor trailer, and then they'll drop the next trailer. You can absorb that. Then they'll drop the next trailer, and you can absorb that.
So yeah. When you think they're gonna drop that? When you think they're gonna drop that?
Avengers.
Yeah.
Probably around the time Justice League come out.
If they smart, they'll actually show us it after the Thor movie to show us the whole damn sneak peek.
No. See, they're gonna.
That'll be smart.
They're gonna wait till Avengers come out, so that when everybody's like, "Oh, I mean, Justice League, oh, just whoa, what's this? Avengers?" That's what they did with
Who comes out first? What comes out first?
Between Thor and Justice League.
Yeah.
Thor comes out at the beginning of November.
Ooh.
And then Justice League come out like 2 weeks later.
Oh yeah, they're gonna hit him with the. They're gonna hit him with
that Justice League
trailer. The day right before.
No, they're gonna wait till the weekend it drops or a week later, like they did. Like with Wonder Woman, came out, and then Marvel dropped that Black Panther trailer, and the internet exploded over it.
No, not really.
Yes, they did.
Because everybody was still on that Wonder Woman hype.
No, man. Listen.
Justice League. Wonder Woman won that one.
You know, so many reaction trailers for Black Panther was put out after it hit the internet. It's crazy how many people was putting out a video.
But the hype was too strong for Wonder Woman though.
And they waited till they waited till a week after Wonder Woman and made his money that first weekend, and then they dropped the Black Panther trailer. I'm telling you, it changed the conversation. Changed.
No, it didn't. No,
yes,
it did.
Yes, it did. Look. Okay, nobody listens to me.
Surfer. I mean, well,
hold on. Sorry. I can't argue. Every podcast I listen to. Why are you listening to other podcasts? No, I'm just listen. I gotta stop you there for a second because I got to dig into William Morgan here, who just wrote what he wrote a few minutes ago, and I'm just starting to realize he wrote it. Oh, never mind. I thought you said it was awful. He's saying it wasn't awful.
Wait, was it? No, I don't know who GFG510 is, but no, it wasn't an awful movie at all.
I think I know who it is.
It gives you hope for Justice League, if anything.
I think I know who that is, and he won the Royal Rumble contest.
But it wasn't an awful movie at all. It gives you hope for Justice League.
No, not really. because it's different directors. But I see what Joss Whedon does for it, though.
You know, I'm excited to see what that movie's going to be like. I'm really
well,
excited.
Ain't Rob Snyder, or whoever his fucking name is, that keep ruining Justice League by the fucking day. Keep ruining all the... what's his name? What's his name? Rob Snyder, right?
No. I don't think...
Something Snyder.
Yeah, what about him, though?
He keeps ruining all fucking DC movies.
No, listen. I won't say that.
I blame his ass.
I liked Man of Steel. I still like Man of Steel. I don't think he did a good job on Batman.
Man of Steel was good.
And the problem with Justice League is it shouldn't be the same tone as Batman v Superman.
I heard Batman v Superman was really rushed. That's what I heard. It was really rushed. That's why that movie was so bad. But, you know, the director's cut was a little bit better. And I just heard the movie was rushed. That's why that movie was so bad.
Probably. I mean, you know, DC want to play catch-up, but they want to keep play catch-up at one time.
Right. And sometimes you can't do that. Sometimes you need to take your time.
You know, because here's the thing. If Justice League says it's critically isn't good and then it makes some money but not a lot of money, then what do you leave Aquaman and Cyborg? Like, what's the incentive?
Well, Cyborg, I don't really care about Cyborg.
Don't hate on the black Cyborgs, man. What's wrong with you?
I don't want to see Cyborg now. I don't like the way he's done now. I really don't.
Well, he looks like, see, you guys got to pay attention to Justice League War. They are getting all these characters from that. That's how they... This is all coincided with Justice League War. Go ahead and look at that animated movie and you'll see the exact same thing.
That movie was great. That movie was fantastic. I give him props. It was better than Throne of Atlantis.
And that's what they, but that's what they're trying to go for, though. With the Justice League movie that's coming out, it looks like Justice League War.
I thought both movies is just okay. I mean, I don't know why people.
No, Justice League War was you need to watch it over again.
I've watched it plenty of times, and you know it was them trying to bring the new 52 to the animated universe. But when you watched that movie after having seen Flashpoint. Your Flashpoint was fantastic.
Yeah, it was.
Ooh. Flashpoint is so old. Batman. Jokers.
Batman would have.
Joker. Batman. Batman. Martha's Joker, bro. I hope they based the Flashpoint off that.
The Flashpoint movie?
Yep.
Listen, that's a mistake trying to do Flashpoint right away.
Dude, it doesn't matter.
It does.
You don't want to...
You need to wait.
First establish...
Oh, my God.
You got to establish...
Establish what? It's already established.
You have to establish who Barry Allen is as a character.
It's already established
it's
on
not.
The TV show.
No, now the TV... Listen, the TV show has nothing to do with the movies because they can do something totally... Listen.
Fred, nobody don't want to be... I'm not here to do an origin story of Barry Allen.
I didn't say origin. I said you have to establish him. What kind of character he's in the movies? In the TV show, here he is, this guy who works for the police. We don't know what this version of Barry Allen does. For all we know, he just sits. He's like Quicksilver. He sits in the basement of his mother's house stealing
stuff.
He's
a nerd. It doesn't matter.
It does matter. You have to establish him first.
Okay, who's Aquaman then? Fucking
you have to establish him too before you start doing complex storylines with Aquaman.
Oh, no.
But I'm with Hightower. I don't want to see a Cyborg movie either. Matter of fact, I think Black Lightning's going to be in a flop on TV because they're going about
what's
that.
What's this black on black hate crime going on? Why are you hating on Black Lightning?
They're doing it wrong.
How do you know they're doing it wrong?
Come on, sir. Black Lightning did not wear no suit. The way CW is portraying it, he's wearing a suit to get his powers. That wasn't the case.
I didn't see nothing that said he gets his powers from a suit. And how does his daughter have powers if the powers come from a suit?
Why? Because you saw it. Because you saw it when they first ran the trailer. That when his powers, he was tinkering around with his mechanical suit to get his powers. And it wasn't a suit that gave him his powers.
What gave him his powers?
I don't like that. At first he had a belt. Now, if you would have had a belt, that's fine with me. That stays with the comic story. Don't give the man a suit.
Give the TV show a chance before you hate on it.
Man, if you're going to do it right. You did everybody else right. How can you can't do Black Lightning right? I swear. Hey, look, everybody keeps talking about, and at first I didn't want to believe it.
First of all, if you're going by all the CW shows, well, no, they have not done them exactly like the comics. Because Green Arrow don't wear a hood. Wizards Robin Hood had that. Wizards Goatee and Bear.
But if you look at the shows, they're 85% close to the comics. Don't come out of left field with Lightning, man.
How do you know they're coming out of left field? Just give it a chance first before you start hating them. This black-on-black crime ain't going on my show.
Ain't no black-on-black crime. It's about doing it right, man.
We got Mr. Hightower. He's hating on Aquaman. He's hating on Cyborg. You hating on Cyborg. Now you hating on... What is going on here?
First of all, I don't feel Black Lightning is strong enough character to have his own movie. That's the first thing.
He don't have a movie. He got a TV show.
But he don't need any shit. He don't need to have that.
So who are you going to give a TV show to then?
Need to have that. You could have done, if you wanted a black character, because the only reason why DC's come up with these black characters, in my opinion, is because of Marvel's success with Luke Cage.
Well, what's wrong with that?
That's the only thing.
You don't want to see, you don't want to see black superheroes?
I do want to see black superheroes, but okay, do it right.
How you not doing it right? Give it a chance first.
Do it right. The man did not have a suit.
Dude, now, if you want to watch TV show.
Okay.
Thank you. That's all I'm asking. Don't prejudge. Don't be prejudiced.
Not being prejudiced.
Yes, you are. You prejudging the show.
Do the story right. Ain't nothing wrong with asking for that. Do the story right.
Barry Allen, he's a lot older than what they got Grant Gustin on the TV show.
Okay. But he's still pertaining. The backbone of him and the backbone of Supergirl is based on the comics. Do the same for Black Lightning. That's all I'm saying.
When you ever read a Black Lightning comic?
Huh?
When have you ever read a Black Lightning comic?
I know I was reading comics when I was younger.
When did you read a Black Lightning comic?
I stopped reading comics, 2-3 years ago?
Here's an important question for you. Who you like better, Black Lightning or Black Vulcan?
You know, Black Vulcan was a token to begin with, man.
You know why they made up Black Vulcan for the TV show?
To be a token. Friends before him.
Now, listen. You know, the person who created Black Lightning, Tony Isabella, him and DC was having a problem back then. And so they didn't want to use his character, so they made up their own and called him Black Vulcan. But he's clearly a Black Lightning ripoff. And then I get younger people talking about, why didn't they do Static? Why do they have to do Static?
What's wrong with Static? I'm
not saying anything wrong with Static. But what's wrong with doing Black Lightning?
I really see correctly done Static.
Yeah, Static. Yeah.
Get away. Static. Great.
If it wasn't Black Lightning, it wouldn't be no Static.
What?
If it wasn't for Black Lightning, it wouldn't be no Static.
Okay. But that don't mean one could be better than the other on TV.
All right, but don't hit on...
Static could give you a better storyline.
You don't know that.
I would. And then look at what you can lead off with Static. If you want, okay, if you came out with Static, then you can come with the rest. You can come with the rest of this crew, because Icon could be next after Static. You know what? Nobody wants to talk about Icon. That's the dude you need to be talking about. Forget some black. That's what you need to talk about.
I don't have a problem with Icon.
Because if you bring Static and his crew in it, then he could be the next thing that comes down the turnpike. It's like Black Lightning. Okay, he comes out. You give him his suit. You give him this, that, the other.
Okay, I just asked you not to prejudge. You're still doing it.
It's saying, sir.
I'm very disappointed in you, William Morgan.
Do it right. If you're going to do it, do it.
How do you know it's not going to be good? Because you're assuming it's not going to be good. You know what happens when you assume, right?
I'm just saying, if you're going through the story, do it right. That's all I'm saying. And maybe they'll do it right down the line.
When you assume, you make an ass out of you, not me.
Whatever. Maybe they'll do it right down the line. I don't know. But right now, his powers are coming from a freaking suit. Come on, man.
Just watch the TV show before. Well, yeah, I'm going to expect to hear from you after the TV show airs. Because
you know I watch all the shows, Surfer. Yeah. You know that.
Yeah, you watch Gotham?
Yeah, that's one I don't watch. But other than that, I'm cool with the other ones.
You know, Bruce Wayne's coming closer and closer to being Batman.
Well,
you go out there and kick some mugger ass at the end of the series, and just stood up on a rooftop and watched the city.
Yeah, that's the most stupidest. They to get rid of Gotham. Gotham was the most stupidest fucking show ever.
See, no one listens to me, but the problem is people are watching Gotham. Jerome is not Joker, so...
That's what I mean. Shit like that. Right there. That's why I hate Gotham. Ooh, Jerome not Joker. He is.
I don't see how you gonna come
Who's Joker
out...
Who's Joker?
How you gonna come out with his rogue gallery before him? To me, Batman first, and then his rogue gallery comes after. How you gonna do the rogue gallery first and Batman
you
second?
You are correct on that.
Huh?
Okay.
I'm just asking a question.
What's this? Black Eyed Peas discussed a Marvel comic team up. Who the hell thought it'd be a good idea to put the Black Eyed Peas in a comic book? I gotta save that story for next week, cause I'm gonna put an end to this show.
Right, put an end to the show, Surfer.
Because it's
Surfer, who is Jerome, Surfer? Who's Jerome?
He's Jerome. He's not the Joker.
He's Joker.
He's not. He's supposed to make you believe he's the Joker. He's not the Joker.
He's supposed to believe him. So who's the Joker? Nobody.
Man. There's no Joker right now.
That's why nobody watched Gotham, bro.
There's no Joker. Nobody watched Gotham. There's no Joker.
Man,
Scarecrow's coming this season.
They need to bring.
But they have Scarecrow though. But Jerome ain't Joker though.
Nope.
Is it true what I heard?
What's true?
Is that true that I heard they're bringing Constantine back?
I hope so.
Need to do.
Constantine was pretty good.
That's the show they need to bring back and cancel some damn Gotham.
Well, hey. You know, the guy does the voice for the cartoons. He's shown up on Arrow a couple of times. Mm-hmm. He needs to show up on Lucifer. That'd be cool.
And that movie, and that last movie that came out was really good, too. The last animated movie that came out.
Who is he a part of? Image?
Who, John Constantine? No,
he's DC. Mm-hmm.
Now, I'm just watching Justice League Action. He was on there this week. Did y'all watch that cartoon?
My boy,
Justice League Action?
I watched it too. I saw last week's today. I didn't see this week yet.
What is that? Is that like a kid one?
It's not a kid's one, but it's like a 15-minute cartoon that comes on like Saturday mornings.
Oh, okay.
Kind of remind you in the spirit of kind of remind you of Superhero Squad.
No, it's not Superhero Squad.
Is it like Batman Boat?
It's kind of a cross between Batman
Brave and the Bold,
and the Justice League.
Because last week's episode was real good.
You talking about Darkseid?
Darkseid and then Missile Flip.
Yeah, mix. No.
You know what I like watching that nobody like watching?
Can't see.
It's not. Listen, it's not Missile Flip. Even though when we was a kid, they used to say Missile Flip. It's Missile Spitalik.
Whatever, Missile Flip, damn it. But you're right about.
See, that's why you wouldn't get him to say his name backwards. You can't say his name right the first way. So you wouldn't be able to get him to go away. You're right. It was Mixoplex. Because I remember, I remember the old Superman cartoons. They said Mixoplex. But it's Spitalik.
Okay. When he come to attack you, you'll be ready.
Yeah.
He come and attack you, he'll be ready. Mm-hmm. You'll be ready. But you're right. I don't like Teen Titans Go. But I love the original. The original is awesome.
Oh, no. I love Teen Titans Go.
It's awesome.
I've watched enough Teen Titans. I can't watch it anymore.
The original was awesome. Man, that original was so good.
That's let me pick up Teen Titans right now. The actual comic book is pretty good, too.
I don't know if you have a PS4 Hightower, but
I do.
Starfire is about to be announced for
Already got it.
There you go.
Already pre-orders. That's my baby.
Yo.
You call this cheese?
But the only thing with Starfire I'm glad that she's finally getting some love. Because she wasn't getting a whole lot of love, you know, like that. So I'm glad she finally gets some love in the video games.
Is that it, people?
Why you in the show, surfer? We just getting started. We just getting up, man.
You just getting started.
Yeah, that's it for me.
All right, surfer. Go ahead in the show.
But did you know there's a show on this network? Comes on every week. It talks about sports. William, did you know that?
I didn't know that. Enlighten me, sir.
Well, I don't know if I should tell you because you don't listen to other shows on this network anyway. I'll tell you. It's called The Sports Report. It comes on Monday nights at 11:15 by some guy. I don't know who the host is. Blanking on it right now, but I hear it's a decent show when they know what they're talking about. They don't always know what they're talking about, but that's another story. Anyway, yeah, Sports Reports every Monday at 11:15. Then Tuesday's a doubleheader. You get the Shining Wizards live at 7, and then the Rant live at 9 p.m. So you get double dose of wrestling. And then Thursdays is a episode of Rant and Wrestling. And then on Friday nights, of course, is Turnbuckle Throwbacks live at 9 p.m. And then we'll be back on next Sunday. What Are You Reading Comic Book Show? 11 p.m. I wish it was coming on at 6, but
I got a question to end the show.
Yeah, sure.
Gal Gadot, Scarlett Johansson. Who y'all got?
I saw you post that, man. I don't get into those kind of questions.
Well, fine. You know, who you got, Hightower? Gal Gadot or Scarlett Johansson?
I don't like none of them bitches.
I always say I'm going with the one that's going to go for me. So how about that? I'm not going to waste my time with one if the other one's going to, you know.
I got Scarlett Johansson by here. She a little bit thicker than Gil. Gil need to eat some grits. But other than that, I like Scarlett.
Grits, huh?
Just need to eat some grits. A couple of biscuits.
What she did? It seemed like she put on some weight for Wonder Woman.
Yeah, she put on a little bit of weight for Wonder Woman. Yeah.
Make sure y'all check out a new comic book that's coming out called Generations.
Yeah, I'm looking to it.
I'm gonna go ahead and look into that. I think come out next month, and they should have one with Jean Grey too. So go ahead and look out for that.
Man, sir, for what comic books we need to be looking at this month, man?
Look at Jean Grey comic book issue 17.
You talking about as far as regular comic books or?
So I can get back into the swing of things.
I've been telling everybody to read Thor, but no one listens to me. They're about to kill her. I think they're about to do a storyline where she dies.
Really?
The girl Thor?
Yes.
Wow. Is this uncanny or is this a regular storyline?
Yeah, it's gonna be a regular storyline.
Man.
Like Jane Foster is Thor right now. But she's had cancer the whole time. So every time she does...
Is this Thor's daughter?
Is Thor what?
Is this Thor's daughter?
No, it's Jane Foster.
Why is Thor a girl?
Why is Thor what?
Why is Thor a girl? See, that's what Marvel will be messing up at. Why is Thor a girl?
Listen. During, what was the name of the storyline? Secret or something? No, not Secret. It was a storyline where everybody was finding out all these hidden truths about what was going on in the Marvel Universe. And it turned out Nick Fury was the one everybody was fighting, the old Nick Fury. And Thor went to stop him. And he whispered something in Thor's ear. And Thor dropped his hammer and hasn't been able to pick it up ever since. So he's been walking around talking about, woe is me, I'm unworthy. So the hammer called out to someone to pick it up, and it was Jane Foster. The problem is she's been dying of cancer. So every time she turns into Thor, everything that she does as far as treatment for the cancer goes away, and she starts right back at zero.
Yep.
So she becomes Thor when she grabs the hammer, but then when she stops using the hammer, she becomes sicker and sicker. So I think she's at a point now. It's like either she stayed Thor forever and never become Jane Foster, or end up dying as Jane Foster.
Well, that's how they gonna kill her off.
Well, I don't know if they're gonna kill her off or not. They might not kill her off. Because one, there is the ultimate Thor hammer, and they might give that to her. I don't know.
Okay. Still sound kind of boring. Stick to some DC comics, man.
No, Thor, since Jason has been writing Thor, he's been killing it. And her is Thor. She does more with that hammer than the regular Thor does. Like, the hammer even changed shape for her.
The regular Thor showed up in a Jean Grey comic book, who was pretty funny.
Yeah, he just goes by Odin's son now. So
yeah.
I guess he'll be getting his hammer back soon. Because
he's an old drunk too. He's like a drunk.
But Thor always drinks. But
yeah.
He got the reason why he finds him unworthy because what Nick Fury whispered in his ear, he believed it. Eventually, it turns out he's always, ever since he could pick up the hammer, it turns out he's always been afraid every day when he wakes up, he won't be able to pick it up again. So that's always been in the back of his mind. So now he feels he feels unworthy, can't pick up the hammer. But eventually he's going to feel worthy again.
Oh, okay.
Man, I don't want to see Jane Foster die, She's still part of the Avengers Assemble animated series.
Okay. They've only seen two episodes this season, and they haven't, my DVR hasn't been picking up anything.
Well, you know, it came out with three, one, two, yeah, and if you count episode zero. So it came out with three episodes if you count zero, and I think
the zero was season, little mini episodes.
Right, and I think it comes back August
20th.
Oh, okay. Yeah, August 26th.
So Spider-Man comes on in August too.
Mm-hmm. So a lot of them are coming back.
The new Spider-Man.
Yeah.
They were showing little mini Spider-Man episodes on YouTube.
So, you know, they need to really keep that thing back up a notch, because how you gonna come out with two of those episodes and then be gone for a whole damn month and a half and then come back?
Yeah, you know, they just wanted to preview it.
Well.
But I think now Black Panther's gonna be the focus point of this new Avengers season.
He should be.
He
should be.
You know what? I do not find DC still will beat them in that. That's, DC is more better when it comes to animated series.
How can you say that?
They are though. You got Teen Titans Go is you. If you sit down there and look at it for about 30 minutes, you'll be fucking cracking up.
No, I watched Teen Titans for a good 2-3 seasons. I can't take it anymore.
It is funny. Young Justice is one of the most.
Yeah, Young Justice is good, but let's see what season 3 does.
Right.
Season 3 is going to take it up a notch.
We don't. You don't know that.
You don't.
They may have lost the momentum.
Come on, Tucker, bro. You know.
I don't know that yet.
DC is better when it comes to that. DC got the animated series locked down.
Because they do it more.
I give it to DC.
They do it more often.
Marvel got the movies locked down. Got the movies locked down. But DC has the animated series locked down.
Did you see Punisher and Black Widow Confidential?
That was not great by Marvel. That wasn't that great.
I thought it was a good one.
It was okay. It wasn't great.
That was a good one.
I mean, yeah, you want to talk about
Justice League? Yeah, y'all want to talk about? Listen, you want to talk about the two Earths?
You want to talk about now. Good?
Keep going.
You want to talk about?
Going.
You want to talk about good Marvel animated? The Hulk versus was a good one.
Wolverine
versus Thor.
Both of them.
Wolverine? Yeah, they're both good.
Yeah, that was the only good one. The rest.
Ultimate Avengers was good.
Yeah.
Doctor Strange was good.
Yeah. Doctor Strange was good.
Shazam.
Come on, man. The problem with Marvel, they're not putting them out
quick enough.
And then see now that they started
Justice League Dark. Come on.
Now they're doing it. Listen, now when they do it, it looks the same as the TV shows, which they should not be doing animated movies and animated TV shows in the same style.
And that's what DC got them at.
I don't know, man.
That's what they got them at. You got them. That's what they got them at.
I wasn't too crazy about the last couple of DC movies. They were okay, but that Judas contract to me wasn't as good as it.
What?
It wasn't that great. Dude.
Damien is always that Damien that they got is always good.
It was decent. It was decent.
I mean, Raven. I don't really like Raven so much. But everybody else, pretty cool.
Hold up, what's wrong with you? You don't like Raven? What's wrong with you, Hightower?
No, I don't like that Raven they have.
Oh.
It was the Raven
you
in
like,
that
you,
in
you
that
don't
series.
Like Raven Simone, huh? Y'all saw that nasty video she did, right?
She did a nasty video.
Yeah, she was on The View, and they was doing... It was tasting this liquid, and she drunk out the glass and didn't like it. She spit right back in the glass, and the person next to her didn't see it, and she took the glass and drunk out of it. You never saw that video?
That's
probably why she's not on The View anymore.
You know, she got her own show now, though.
I know, but there was people was hating on The View. They was hating what she was saying, for one.
Yeah. That's untrue.
But she's doing another Disney show.
We'll see if that can catch fire like the last one did.
I don't know. I never watch Disney shows. I'm a little too old for to be watching Disney shows.
No,
I watched it. I watched the whole episode. It was absolutely good.
You don't have kids, so I'd expect that from somebody.
Yeah, you don't have kids. I watched it with me and my son watched it. It was pretty good.
I got a son and a daughter, so.
Yeah. All right, well, you know, like, but I didn't grow up watching Nickelodeon because I was already an adult when that came out, so.
Nickelodeon. They call it.
I think that the first show I watched in Nickelodeon was Legend of Korra.
No. All that.
No what?
You don't like Legend of Korra?
Oh, you gotta be out of your mind if you don't realize how great of a show that is.
I used to watch all that. That's the first Nickelodeon show, so it was all that and what's that damn Double Dare? The Mama's House. That's when I first discovered Mama House. Actually on Nickelodeon, Nick at Night.
Oh boy.
Well, let me end the show. We can just continue discussing these things. Just end this. Well, people, that's going to be the official. This is going to be the official end of the show, and I hope you tune in next week and maybe give me a call on Skype. Until then, everybody say goodbye.
All right. Peace.
Later, guys.
Peace out.